Chapter 32. Zara. I follow Owen out of the alleyway. The mountain city of Dunmar, with its vast ceiling of rock and its rough-hewn walls, has become an enormous echo chamber, reverberating with the sounds of death and destruction. Even with everything going on around us, a small part of me can't help but wonder at the acoustics, the way the echoes seem to come from every direction at once. Pushing through my exhaustion, I try to tune out the noise and focus on not getting killed, deflecting the stones thrown by the catapults and conjuring so much mage fire has left me feeling weak, but the adrenaline coursing through my veins is more than enough to keep me moving forward. We step out onto a deserted street and catch a brief glimpse of the king's army amassing in the city's entryway. They paid dearly to break past our defenses, but their numbers still seem immeasurable.
"Come on," Owen says urgently. "This way."
I follow him without comment. Winding our way through the streets, we pass groups of Nightingale soldiers huddling together and others carrying their wounded friends.
"Head for the citadel,"
Owen shouts at them, waving his blood-stained hands.
"Tell everyone you meet to go there as well. Hurry!"
The clash of nearby fighting fills my ears, and I realize that the attackers have already begun invading the outer neighborhoods.
"They're close," Owen says, looking around as if searching for the quickest way out. "We need to get out of here."
"Shouldn't we do something?" I ask. "There could be civilians who need our help." He shakes his head, grabbing my hand and tugging me along as he starts to move.
"There's no time," he explains, pulling me onto another street. "They're going to butcher everyone who gets in their way. The citadel is the only place we'll be safe."
I dig in my heels, forcing him to stop and yanking my hand away. "I will not leave these people to die, Owen," I reply stubbornly. "If we're going to the citadel, then we're going to help as many people as we can along the way." He eyes me for a moment, then sighs in resignation.
11 hells," he grumbles,
surrendering and gesturing for me to lead the way. I give him a small smile, then begin running toward the sounds of the fighting. We find the skirmish a few streets over on a narrow avenue overcrowded with the empty carts of vendors. A group of Nightingales fights valiantly against a force twice their size, but it's not going well for them. The ground is already littered with bodies, and a handful of non-combatants flee from their homes, clutching their small children in their arms. Pulling in source energy, I summon a ball of mage fire and hurl it over the rebels' heads. It explodes on one of the enemy soldiers, igniting a street cart and causing the wood to erupt in a flash of blue flame. The king's men turn their attention upon us, and Owen falls into a fighting stance, hatchet held out in front of him.
"Hurry,"
I call to the Nightingales, conjuring more mage fire.
"To the citadel! I can't hold them forever."
They look at each other in amazement, then begin a hasty retreat, disengaging from the fight and running with the civilians to the back of the cavern. Aethelgar's men, giving the flames a wide berth, turn their attention on us and fan out in a new battle formation. I throw another ball of mage fire at them, this one exploding on the road and spreading outward as it forces some of the armor-clad men to back away. One manages to avoid the flames and charges at Owen, swinging his sword in an effort to catch him off guard. Owen quickly dispatches him, dodging and hacking at the man's arm, causing him to shriek in pain.
"Let's go,"
I cry, moving in the direction of the fleeing Nightingales. More of the king's men flood into the street, their chainmail clinking and their blades gleaming in the light of the blue fire. Owen curses and runs away from the encroaching soldiers, the two of us ducking into an empty shop and navigating through the first level to the back door. The building appears ransacked, with empty shelves and cupboard doors hanging open. The owners of this place must have taken their possessions and fled to the fortress when the siege began, I think, pushing open the back door and stepping into another alley.
"Zara,"
Owen says nervously, eyes darting about.
I don't like this. I think we're surrounded. Sure enough, there's movement in both directions, the king's troops methodically taking the streets one at a time.
They're combing through the city, I whisper,
clutching my talisman tightly to my chest.
Light, they're everywhere.
Just then, a group of armored men jogs into the alley. They all wear tabards of red and gold. Owen pulls me close and steps back into a darkened alcove, attempting to conceal us from the soldiers. He wraps his arms around me and holds me in the shadows as the patrol moves by. They march quickly, but there are dozens of them, their booted feet thudding against the stone not 2 paces away from us. I bury my face against his chest and squeeze my eyes shut, praying that we won't be detected. Fortunately, the patrol passes without noticing our presence, leaving us alone for the time being. Reluctantly, I pull away from Owen, his warmth a comforting presence.
What are we going to do?
He asks, looking to me concerned. I pause for a moment, racking my brain for something, anything, that can get us out of this situation. Then an idea strikes me, one that is equal parts brilliant and insane. These buildings, I say, gesturing around us. They're built very close together.
Owen frowns. So what?
I thought it was strange when I first saw them, but now I understand that there's a practical use for them. We can utilize the rooftops to escape.
His frown deepens. Escape? How?
Look, I explain, pointing. Most of the roofs have flat tops. We can climb over them to avoid the streets by simply jumping from house to house. This will get us to the citadel, and we'll be able to see if anybody below needs our help.
I don't know, Zara, he says,
scratching his chin.
They have crossbowmen, remember? And do you really think you can jump like that all the way to the citadel?
I give him an indignant look. I can jump just fine, thank you very much. Besides, we don't have any other choice. It's either take the rooftops or risk fleeing through the streets with all the soldiers. He thinks it over a moment longer, then nods.
Okay, let's do it.
We quickly find a low-hanging awning in the alley and dash over to it, using it as a platform to climb onto the roof. Owen boosts me up, and I grunt, pulling myself from the awning to the rooftop in an awkward and rather unladylike fashion. Panting from the exertion, I turn and offer to lend a hand to Owen. He ignores me and proceeds to climb up like a squirrel onto the roof, scaling the wall gracefully and leaping to stand beside me. I roll my eyes at him, show off. We turn and approach the opposite ledge, staring apprehensively across the divide. It isn't very far to the next building, but from up here the gap seems like a canyon. Owen takes a running step and jumps across, landing easily on the other side. Turning, he waves for me to follow.
Come on, it isn't too bad.
Easy for you to say, I mumble, regretting my confidence from earlier. Using one hand to hike up my robes to mid-calf, I take a deep breath and run, jumping from the edge and landing without difficulty on the opposite rooftop. We continue to run, bounding from roof to roof as we make our way to the back of the cavern. Thankfully, I manage the journey well enough, only lagging a little behind Owen during our flight. Remaining unseen, however, is another matter entirely. Cries of alarm rise up from the streets as the king's men notice us fleeing above them.
Hells, Owen curses, jumping swiftly to another building. We have company.
Crossbow bolts start whizzing past us, thudding into chimneys and hissing through the air. Owen curses, ducking his head low to present a smaller target, and I clutch my talisman, prepared to cast a radiant shield. Together we veer to the side, away from the crossbowmen, and toward a group of soldiers skirmishing in a small courtyard. Owen, I shout, pointing down at the embattled rebels. They need our help.
They're completely surrounded, he protests.
They'll never make it out.
Not if I have anything to do with it, I think, skidding to a halt and stubbornly pulling in source energy. Balafos Lasser Alshir, I intone, channeling the source energy into radiant magic. Azure fire springs from my fingertips, arcing over the pavilion and landing right in the middle of the attacking soldiers. It explodes on impact, but instead of spreading out on the ground, it rises into the air, transforming into an impenetrable wall of flames. Multiple men die, and those lucky enough to avoid being consumed by the fire step back, shielding their eyes from the glare. The burning wall of magic cuts the enemy's force in half, stunning nearly everyone in the courtyard.
"Now's your chance!" I shout, waving to get the attention of the Nightingale troops. "They're cut off! Run! Escape!"
The rebels comply, turning away from the fire and carving their way through the soldiers trying to attack them from the rear. We continue on our mad rooftop dash through the city, hurtling over streets in an attempt to outpace the enemy army. My pace slows considerably as the fatigue of spellcasting catches up with me.
"Need to keep moving, Zara," I think to myself, doggedly willing my feet to continue running.
"You've come too far to give up now." As we go, I notice throngs of common folk pushing their way toward the fortress, their frenzied pace indicative of the panic gripping the city. Children scream with fright as warriors struggle on nearly every corner, leaving trails of bodies in their wake. To the side, blue light flashes in a brilliant display, accompanied by sharp exploding sounds.
"Is that the Cabal?" I wonder, reluctantly tearing my gaze away from the scene.
Good of them to finally join the fight. If only they'd been there a little earlier, perhaps they could have helped prevent this catastrophe. From our vantage, it's obvious that now we are not far from the citadel. The black fortress looms above us like a dark sentinel, torches along the walls illuminating the black and silver banners hanging along its sides. Going at our current pace, we'll arrive in a matter of minutes.
"Zara!" Owen calls, jabbing a thumb behind him. "Trouble!"
I glance over my shoulder and see several crossbow-wielding soldiers climbing up onto the rooftops a few buildings away. They immediately begin shooting into the streets, targeting the civilians attempting to flee. Stopping short, I grip my talisman and begin to channel, ignoring the grinding exhaustion threatening to make me collapse. Mage fire materializes in my hands, and I begin hurling it at them as fast as I can. The magical flames engulf our enemies before they even realize what's hit them, sending them tumbling off the rooftops like human torches. Even as they fall, more crossbowmen take their place, this time increasingly aware of our presence.
"We have to get off this roof," Owen exclaims, grabbing my shoulder and pulling me back. "We're too much of a target up here."
Numbly I nod, allowing him to pull me away as the crossbowmen continue shooting. Their missiles soar past us, but I barely notice them, my ears ringing and my head starting to spin. How much source energy have I channeled? I wonder through my haze, barely noticing as Owen drops to a low ledge and begins helping me down. Evoker Laramie would have words with me right now if he could see how reckless I've been. Once more in the tangle of buildings, we make our way toward the wide thoroughfare leading up to the citadel's entrance. Owen helps me along, his strong arm around my shoulder as we round a corner and race up the causeway. A panicked mass of people floods the portcullis, soldiers and civilians alike clamoring to get to safety as the enemy runs rampant in the city. We inch forward, the shouts of the king's soldiers close behind us, but the sheer number of people and the limited size of the entryway has created a bottleneck, slowing the process considerably. Owen curses, looking desperately around to try and find a way out.
"These people aren't going to make it," he says into my ear.
He sounds on the verge of panic himself. Head still swimming, I sweep my gaze across the nightmarish scene. People shout and openly weep, some praying, some cursing, and some calling the names of lost loved ones. Nearby, a little boy cries for his mother, wringing his hands and sobbing as people jostle past him. Behind us, even as more people flee from the city, soldiers in red and gold cut them down, pouring out of the districts like an unstoppable tide of death. Despite the hopeless circumstances, I feel something deep within me, a warmth which starts in my chest and spreads through my whole body. It feels like a hidden well of strength, urging me to act and help those around me. Part of me realizes that if I use any more source energy, there is a very real risk that I will die. However, the cries of the innocent are too much for me to ignore. So I decide to listen to the light within. Pulling away from Owen, I turn to face the sea of soldiers ruthlessly slaughtering the people not fast enough to outrun them.
"What are you doing?" Owen asks urgently.
"Zara, you can't help that little boy," I reply calmly, clutching my talisman and holding both hands out in front of me.
"Zara, please, I know what I'm doing,"
I interrupt. Turning to look him in his worried green eyes, I give him a comforting smile. "This is the only way. Now please, go help that boy find his mom."
With one more glance in my direction, he leaves, though reluctantly, and scoops the young child into his arms. Reaching out with my awareness, I begin pulling source energy through the talisman. At first, my stomach convulses when I touch the power, a wave of nausea hitting and almost overpowering me. But soon that hidden well of light takes over, granting me more strength than I ever thought possible. The last of the fleeing people rush past me, colliding into the crowd waiting to get inside. Before me, the enemy soldiers advance warily, apparently recognizing my tattered blue robes. Still filling myself with energy, I begin uttering words of power, speaking in as strong a voice as I can muster. Radiant light sparks at my fingertips, then grows into a shimmering veil of magic directly in front of me. The radiant shield blooms like a translucent flower in the air, growing outward until it spans the entire length of the cavern, separating the citadel from the fallen city beyond. A horde of crossbowmen, stationed on the rooftops across from me, start shooting, attempting to bring me down. Of course, none of the bolts hit. Instead, they bounce off my shield and clatter harmlessly to the ground. For a moment, I think I feel strength added to my spell, as if new power is being joined with my own. Have the mages of the Cabal come to help me? But I'm far too focused to tell. Gasps and words of praise rise up behind me, but I barely notice them, my entire body becoming a conduit of living, pulsating magic. It consumes me, fills me with a radiant light, and all sense of time disappears, almost like a dream. The soldiers charge and beat against the shield, but they might as well be striking their blades against the Arc of Radiance itself. At some point, I feel Owen's hand on my shoulder, his amazed voice speaking in my ear.
"Zara, you've done it. Everyone made it in. You can let go now."
"Let go? How long has it been? I've only just begun." I release my grasp on the talisman, allowing the power to seep out of my body. The shock of it overwhelms me, and I fall, sinking into darkness as the shield dissipates around me. The last thing I remember before blacking out is the sound of bowstrings and the grinding noise of the portcullis slamming shut.